Well, thank you so much. That's exactly right. This is the good stuff.
Mike and Kim Burge along with you, inviting you to visit our hometown of Valentine, Nebraska. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check things out here in Cherry County. Maybe it's the Cherry County Historical Society Museum or Centennial Hall, the oldest high school building in the state of Nebraska. Both just great museums with local history here in Valentine. Check things out at visitvalentine.org.
And discover Tri-State Livestock News. They're the Cattleman's publication, delivering comprehensive agricultural coverage for decades, a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insights. This is your go-to publication. It has the credentials that warrant your attention. Tri-State Livestock News. It's available online at tsln.com or in print. You can subscribe at tsln.
Where are we going today on the good stuff, Kim?
I have a piece by Yvonne Hollenbeck, and you can tell it's by Yvonne Hollenbeck by the very poignant ending. It's called The Making of a Cowboy. What have you got?
I'm digging in my box.
All right, you dig, I'll read. Again, this is from Yvonne. The Making of a Cowboy. From the time he was a button, she always kept him sound, tending scraps and bruises from encounters with the ground. She'd chase away the boogeyman and tuck him in at night, and with her there to guide him, he was bound to turn out right. She bought him his first stick horse and a little pair of boots and dressed him like a cowboy in his Roy Rogers suits. She walked a million miles leading him on Dad's old mare. When he'd accidentally rope her, she didn't seem to care. She watched him round the menfolk so he'd not get in the way, and dropped what she was doing when he needed her to play. When he became a teen, a lot of prayers went heaven bound until she heard his footsteps, knowing he was safe and sound. She pressed a lot of wranglers, starched and ironed every shirt, made sure he wore clean underwear in case he might get hurt. She hauled him and his horses to many junior rodeos or horse shows and those little britches shows. Now, the little lad is all grown up. Her job is now complete, as she proudly sits up in the stands, just watching him compete. He's now a top-notch cowboy, and each time a buckle's won, his dad swells up and proudly boasts, "I sure turned out quite a son." Yvonne, I love her work.
Here's something that comes from Sybil Brown, and this has been funny. I've seen this before, but I thought it would be kind of funny. It's called Cahoots. I've been in many places, but I've never been in cahoots. Apparently, you can't go alone. You have to be in cahoots with someone.
That makes sense.
Yep. I have also never been incognito. I hear that no one recognizes you there.
Right.
I have, however, been insane. They don't have an airport. You have to be driven there. I have made several trips there, thanks to my friends, my family, and my work. I would like to go to conclusions, but you have to jump. And I'm not too much on physical activity anymore. I have also been in doubt. This is a sad place to go, and I try not to visit there too often. I've been inflexible, but only when it was important to stand firm. Sometimes I'm incapable, and I go there more often as I'm getting older. One of my favorite places to be is in suspense. It really gets the adrenaline flowing and pumps up the old heart. At my age, I need all the stimuli I can get. And again, thanks to Sybil Brown for sending that in. It's simply called Cahoots. Kim, I thought maybe I'd wrap things up today that some of those things that you're never going to hear a Southerner or a redneck to say. She's too old to be wearing a bikini. Does the salad bar have bean sprouts? I don't think you're going to hear them say that. Hey, here's an episode of Hee Haw that we haven't seen. And you'll never hear a Southerner or a redneck say, "I don't have a favorite college team." And be sure to bring my salad dressing on the side. Those are just a few things that you're not ever going to hear a Southerner or a redneck say. A couple more of those. Little Debbie snack cakes have too many fat grams. No, not going to say that. You'll probably never hear a redneck say, "Checkmate." And my fiance, Paula Jo, is registered at Tiffany's. Would you like your fish poached or boiled? Some things that you're never going to hear a redneck or a Southerner say. And we hope that you enjoyed hearing those. We'll wrap those up today. And if you have something to send to us, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening for the good stuff.